You know, we all watch the 24-hour cable news channels, and we hear the stories, Nancy Grace, Greta Van Susteren, and Jane Velez Mitchell, and other programs like that about high-profile domestic violence cases, tragic murders, models being found in suitcases, their teeth removed, their fingers cut off. Those cases are tragic. We feel for the families. We hope for justice. We hope that the offender is tried and convicted in a court of law and receives a fair trial. But we also have to remember that there's a lot more cases out there. A lot of people who do lose their lives because of domestic violence that we never hear about. What we need to remind the people, what we need to remind the services involved, police, fire, medical, the courts, is that only people like us, not only the people listening but those in power, can do what we can to change the system, to protect those victims of domestic violence, to stop re-victimization, to educate people, to know that when something is wrong in a relationship, it's okay to walk away, it's okay to help, to ask for help, to help others. It's also okay for those in power, those police officers, to do what their job is, that when someone comes and asks for help, you don't shun them away. You get to the whole story. Like the late Jack Webb used to say, you get just the facts and only the facts. Yes, there are always two sides to every story, but sometimes one side can't be told. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the hearsay application in Drew Peterson's case when the dead can actually speak to tell what happened to them. Hopefully the courts will interpret that law and apply it fairly. But we, as a public, need to do what we can to try and help this epidemic and try and stop this epidemic of domestic violence. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.